This podcast of Seattle Unity Sunday Service is free to you, but it's not free to make. Please remember to hit the donate button so we can continue to bring you great podcasts like this one.
Welcome to Seattle Unity's online Sunday service. I'm Reverend Karen Lindvig. Our vision statement states that we are an accessible and inclusive spiritual sanctuary for all ages and stages of life. We offer spiritual practices and a community that honors diversity and encourages self-empowerment. We co-create a world that works for all, and for this we are grateful. So thank you for joining us this morning. I just have a couple of announcements, and one is that Faith Ireland is our speaker today, and she's going to be leading a class on Wednesday nights called Standing Firm While the World is Shaking, and it's based on the works of Mary Manon Morrissey. Also, I invite you to keep a lookout for a survey that's gone out in an email. And if you're interested in meeting people of like mind and joining in a discussion about today's service, then we invite you to go to the website at seattleunity.org and join our fellowship hour. There's a link for that on the website. So now I invite you just to turn your attention within as we begin our service as we always do. There is but one presence and one power in my life and in the universe, God the good, omnipotence. And we call in this truth at the very center, the very fiber of our being, calling forth the goodness in the world as we bless all beings. And it is for this awareness that we are truly grateful. Amen.
Good morning, Seattle Unity. Warm greetings from Vancouver, Canada. My name is Nathan Aswell, and the first song I'd like to share with you this morning is a song of mine called A Wholehearted Life. It was inspired by Brené Brown's book, The Gifts of Imperfection. I want to have a wholehearted life, a wholehearted life, where no matter what's done or left undone, I belong and I'm enough. A wholehearted life, a wholehearted life, where I'm worthy of love. This looking for certainty is really exhausting me. I'm perfect though I try to be, I have not been. Alone with my guilt and shame, afraid of more pain and blame, I know how to stay in the game that I can win. Time to make myself a brand new choice. I wanna have a wholehearted life, a wholehearted life, where no matter what's done or left undone, I belong and I'm enough. A wholehearted life, a wholehearted life, where I'm worthy of love. So I choose to be set free, take responsibility, stand in vulnerability and speak my heart. To get love, I must give love. To belong, I must reach out. To find truth, I must be true and play my part. Cause owning my story and loving myself too are the bravest things I'll ever do. I wanna have a wholehearted life, a wholehearted life, where no matter matter what's done or left undone, I belong and I'm enough. A wholehearted life, a wholehearted life, where I'm worthy of love. Sing with me. I wanna have a wholehearted life, a wholehearted life, where no matter what's done or left undone, I belong and I'm enough. A wholehearted life, a wholehearted life, where I'm worthy of love.
And now I invite you to create sacred space for yourself as we enter into this time of meditation. And even though we're all in our individual homes, I invite you to light a candle or do something that helps create that sacred space around you. So I invite you to sit with your back straight, with your feet firmly planted on the floor, and we'll just take a couple of deep breaths. So breathing in and breathing out. And breathing in, om one, om two, om three, om four. And exhaling, om one, om two, om three, om four. And inhaling, om one, om two, om three, om four. And exhaling, om one, om two, om three, om four. And I invite you to continue watching your breath. And when you find your mind wandering, as you will, just gently bring it back to your breath. And again, and again, and again, as we rest in this silence.
a prayer to you, a prayer to you, a prayer to you. May all that I think and all that I do be a prayer to you, a prayer to you, my love. In every face may I see you, in every voice may I hear you, in all that
special treat for you this morning, and that is our speaker is Faith Ireland. She first came to Seattle Unity in 1960, and she has been a member for 50 years. She graduated as one of two women in her class in law school and became one of the early women trial lawyers in Seattle. She became a judge of the King County Superior Court in 1983 and was elected to the Washington Supreme Court in 1998. While on the Supreme Court, she also became a power lifter and competed for 15 years, won numerous gold medals, and 15 world records for her age and weight. Since her retirement from the judiciary, she has been a mediator and appellate counselate. She is also a certified life mastery coach, and she and her husband, Chuck Norum, are avid skiers, and they live on Lake Washington near Seward Park. She has served on the Seattle Unity Visioning Committee for the last 7 years, helping form the ideas around our new building, and she has served 3 years on the Unity Board of Directors. So join me in silently welcoming Faith Ireland.
Good morning. Have you ever felt that your world was shaking? My name is Faith Ireland, and I'm privileged and humbled to be talking to you today about standing firm while the world is shaking. Have you ever experienced your thoughts as things? When I was 15, my mom, who was a realtor and who was one of those people who needed motivation all the time, used to read a book and listen to a 33 and a third RPM condensation of that book, which was, you remember records, it was a book about thinking and growing rich by Napoleon Hill. And the basic idea was that what the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. I didn't know at that time what an affirmation is, but I made this my mantra. At 18, I came to Unity. It was a brand new building. And there I learned that the power of thought can be used for more than making money. It can also be used for our spiritual well-being. And I learned the 5 Unity principles, which included number 3, thoughts have creative power to determine events and attract experiences. When I heard that, I knew that I was spiritually home. These days, we have this pandemic. We had the murder of George Floyd and the following protests and uprising over police misconduct and racism. We have had deaths, unemployment in massive amounts, businesses failings, and economic chaos. For me, it's the greatest time of uncertainty in my life. Our world is truly shaking. In facing these times, I've been thinking about my college days and the transcendentalists, Ralph Waldo Emerson and Henry David Thoreau. They believed in transcendental individualism, and it attracted me. That notion is that each person is empowered to behold within him or herself a piece of the divine oversoul. In reading Ralph Waldo Emerson's essay that he wrote on self-reliance, I welcomed the idea of a universal mind and one that anyone could access for all knowledge. But it seemed a little far-fetched. Now that we have the internet and you can ask Google absolutely anything, that doesn't seem so far-fetched. Thoreau was an influence for Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, the Unity founders. He was also an influence for Mary Morrissey, a teacher, former New Thought minister, and the founder of Brave Thinking Institute. For over 30 years, she has taught a unique, systematic approach to personal and spiritual development. She's helped 10,000 of people around the world to transform their lives. My world was shaking in 2018. I had a small growth on my back. They told me it was melanoma. Being a positive person, I said, no problem, a little surgery. But unfortunately, a CT scan showed that it had metastasized to my lungs. My doctor recommended an autoimmune therapy, infusions every 3 weeks. I found out that Jimmy Carter, 5 years ago, had used this treatment when he had metastasized melanoma to his brain and other organs. I said, yeah, me and Jimmy, I'll do that. Among the several side effects, the greatest for me, a person of high energy, was the massive fatigue. After 14 months in treatment, I felt that I needed an energy boost. Marianne Williamson suggested Mary Morrissey's programs. I started with online programs, and I felt my energy coming back, even though I was still in treatment. And then I threw myself into 6 months of study, and I became certified as a life mastery coach. Cancer for me was a wake-up call to seek more, to give back more. Now I ignite others to envision, design, and create the life they love. Jesus warned us about building houses on sand. He said, when the winds and waves come, not if. And that's because we all know that circumstances will come. So, what is the key to standing firm when the world is shaking? We rely on universal mind and recognize that our thoughts and feelings can change our experiences. We also have tools to stand firm when the world is shaking. Our first action tool is to dare the dark. In Unity, we affirm every Sunday, the light of God surrounds us. And recently, some years ago, we added to that statement, I am the light. I really appreciated this because now I don't have to rely on some God out there somewhere. Now I know that I too am the light and I am one with God. What do we mean, beings of light? Light is a part of the energy spectrum. We are beings of energy. We can become enlightened. When I was in college, I thought being enlightened meant, wow, you get this sudden bolt and all of a sudden you know everything. But now, a few years later, I know that being enlightened simply means that we are becoming spiritually aware. We can focus our awareness, and I invite you to do an experiment. Think about what you are thinking about. Choose something that you have with you a lot, your cell phone, or choose a handle, door handles and cup handles and so on. Whichever one you choose, every time you touch that during the next 3 days, say to yourself, what am I thinking about right now? You don't have to judge this. You just hear it. And when you do this, you increase your awareness. And awareness is the key to to being the light and being able to stare down the darkness. Second, when we are standing firm, when the world is shaking, we can use the tool of neutralizing the perceived crisis. We can do this to take away the emotional charge. You can start with, as Reverend Karen recently suggested, responding instead of reacting. A reaction is often quick, without much thought, tense, and even aggressive. If you respond, it is calm, considered, and thoughtful. Next, we can get smart. You can seek knowledge instead of worrying. And you watch your perceptions. Emerson said, "Stand guard at the portal of your own mind." We must guard our consumption of dire predictions and ain't it awful. We want to have our mind informed, but we don't need to stand in a cold shower of fear all day. Next, you can test the crisis. Is it true? CV-19 is true, we know that. Is it happening to you right now? If you have no symptoms, you may be okay. And if you are not in any symptoms, you might look at, is this a threat to me? And if you are at home with your groceries being delivered, perhaps the threat is low. If you are on the front lines, then you have a higher threat and must know more and take more steps to protect yourself. We know that we can have circumstances, job loss, debt, or in my case, cancer, without letting the circumstances have you. You can move from victim to victor. What's coming to get you is you. It is a higher experience and expression of you. How you navigate the dark night determines whether you will devolve or evolve. The circumstances can shake you or shape you. If you become angry or resentful, the experience will shake you. If you use the same amount of energy to think about possibilities, it will shape you. Use the light of awareness to stare down the dark by asking yourself, how do I want to use this experience for my personal growth? Think of this experience as a gem of character. Be willing to grow from uncertainty, disappointment, even tragedy. Exercise your spiritual muscle. What was a heavy weight last month, you now pick up with ease. A dark chapter is not the whole book. You choose how you respond when the world is shaking. Will you let it take you down, making it your victim story? The ego likes to blame others and sometimes ourselves. The ego says it's happening to you. But we know that wallowing in circumstances amplifies, and then you can get stuck in victimhood. You can choose differently. Let it take you forward. Make it your victory story. In unity, we know that you can move from ego to infinite to stand firm. There is nothing outside the circle of God's good. You can say, this too can be used to move me forward. It is part of my evolutionary path. Growth always requires some discomfort. You don't have to like it, but if you use it well, you will not get stuck. There's a Bible passage we all know where David says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." And the operative word there is walk, moving forward. In summary, you stand firm by using your light of awareness to neutralize conditions and experience growth. The third phase of standing firm is to harvest the good. You make a new beginning toward the life you love. The life you love is filled with joy and not fear. Unfortunately, willpower is not enough. We all know New Year's resolutions usually last about 3 weeks. Lasting change comes from a dramatic event with emotional response. Often that event is negative. Alternatively, you can design and develop a system of support which promotes lasting success in your life. How do you envision the life you love? Like kids, we can use the magic of imagination. Imagine that you have an infallible magic wand. Use this wand to show you what the life you love will look like 1 year from now. With divine imagination, you can go into the woods and smell the pines. At the fireplace, you can feel the fur on the cat. You can watch the spectacular sunrise and the smile on your beloved's face. Do not concern yourself with the how, only the what would you love. And remember, I said love, not like. We all have the ability to create. It is innate and everywhere present, but we have to be aware of that. One might question, should I be working on what I would love when the world is shaking? Isn't that selfish? And the answer is no. If the life you love aligns with your values, you will be better able to serve the world. Ask yourself these questions to determine if the dream is worthy of your life. Will it make me feel more alive? Will it contribute to and require my growth? Does it align with my core values? Do I need help from a higher power? And is there good in this dream for others? We need a destination to know if we're on or off track. Along the way, you will encounter challenges, and you can use the tools we discussed above to neutralize, test, and check your perception. Then you go to your inner sanctuary, that point of power, and let it whisper to you in the still, small voice. With this solid center, you can overcome challenges with grace and ease. Mary Morrissey says, everything is created twice, first in mind and then in fact. No dream ever came true if you didn't first dream it up. You don't get to not create your life. You will create your future life either by default, and that will probably be more of the same, or by design. I urge you to choose design. In dream building, the gifts are who you become in the process, what you learn along the way, and the friendships that you form. Bless you and yours.
It has been so wonderful being here with you today. My name is Faith Agee, and I serve on the Seattle Unity Prayer Shawl and Worship Arts team. We come to the time in our service where we practice the law of giving and receiving through generosity. We are so grateful for your continued support of Seattle Unity. You may text to give, or you may set up a recurring donation, or join Amazon Smile. Please visit our website for more information. I invite you to hold your gift in your mind and your heart as we affirm. I give willingly, joyfully, and lovingly, knowing that God is the constant source of my supply. I give with graciousness, and I receive with gratitude. We dedicate and consecrate these gifts to the will, the work, and the way of the living Spirit of truth. May each gift return to the giver a millionfold. We are so grateful for your generosity. Amen. Now I invite you to join us for our prayer for protection. The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well.
If you enjoyed the Seattle Unity Sunday service, please hit the donate button so we can bring you even more uplifting music and messages. Or join us in person Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. You can find directions and information about all our programs, classes, services, and events at www.seattleunity.org. Or find us on Facebook, where we post all our readings, links to more podcasts, and sermon videos. Seattle Unity, celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys.